Lee Thompson.
And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, arrived in Israel Monday for an official visit to push for a breakthrough on President Joe Biden's ceasefire proposal. Blinken arrived in Israel following talks earlier Monday with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in Cairo before traveling to Israel, and he'll continue his tour in Jordan and Qatar afterwards. This is Blinken's eighth diplomatic mission to the Middle East since the Israeli-Hamas war in Gaza began in October. Blinken spoke with reporters before leaving for Israel and said if a ceasefire is agreed to, the next step would be to start discussions on establishing a durable peace. But he said the world is waiting for Hamas to act.
The only party that has not accepted, the only party that's not said yes, is Hamas. That's who everyone's waiting on. That's who the Palestinians in Gaza are waiting on. It's who the Israelis are waiting on. It's who the hostages and the hostage families are waiting on. It's who the entire region and the entire world is waiting on.
Ukraine says its forces have hit an ultra-modern Russian warplane stationed on an airbase nearly 370 miles from the front lines. If confirmed, it would mark Ukraine's first known successful strike on an Su-57 fighter plane, lauded as Russia's most advanced. Russia's defense ministry or senior political figures have not commented since the event Sunday. The strike came shortly after Kyiv's Western allies authorized the use of their weapons to hit some targets on Russian soil. But the airstrip's distance from Ukraine and unofficial comment from Russia suggest Ukrainian-made drones were used in the attack. Malawi's presidential office said Monday the military plane carrying Malawi's vice president and nine others went missing Monday, and a search was underway. The plane carrying 51-year-old Vice President Saulos Chilima left the capital, Lilongwe, but failed to make its scheduled landing in Mzuzu International Airport.